So again, thank you very much for joining the Azure Float Association, which is sponsored by Enzo Unified and Champion Solutions Group. And today, I would like to introduce Shervin, who will talk about Azure Machine Learning. So without further ado, Shervin, the floor is yours. I'm going to make you the presenter.
Hi everybody, can you see my screen?
Yes, your screen just showed up.
Yep, good. First of all, thank you Hervé and Azure Florida Association to give me the opportunity to speak with you today. Today I'll talk on one of the things that I'm really interested in recently, which is machine learning. And tell you a bit more about me. I'm Shervin, and I'm an IT professional. I'm from Mauritius, which is a small island found in the Indian Ocean region. I'm a Microsoft MVP, Microsoft Community Contributor, and I also contribute to C# Corner. I really like to engage with the community, to write articles, to blog, and to participate in forum discussions. Recently, I've been started to think like, how can I contribute more? How can I meet more people? And then I'm thinking like, okay, why not speak to other user groups? And then when I saw the email of Azure Florida Association, I just said, okay, I need to take this opportunity to speak. And that's a bit about me. And I'm from Mauritius, in case you don't know it, small island in the Indian Ocean region. We have very beautiful beaches, but it's not only about the beaches. Recently, we are having several communities forming on the island. We have the Mauritius Software Craftsmanship Community, PHP communities, Linux communities, Microsoft Student Partners, and we also have like a ICT sector in terms of software development with continuing to increase and have more impact. Today, there is about 134 companies and around 15,000 people working in IT companies who serves mostly Europe, Africa, and the America regions. And basically, I started my career in C#, .NET development, and then since 2 years back, I started to work in a data warehouse where I started to gain more and more interest in terms of data, in terms of analytics, and that's where I started to learn and play with machine learning, and that's how I discovered Azure Machine Learning. I find it really easy to use and easy to deploy. There are several tools available in there which makes it really friendly to use. Let's just kick off to talk a bit about some basic introduction. What is machine learning? It's just to use machines and computer programs to use past data to solve problems and to make predictions on the future. It helps us to do forecasting a lot and things like that. Machine learning simply takes patterns in large data and we use this data from the past to analyze trends and patterns, which helps us to build predictive models to solve problems and predict future outcomes. The first question which came to mind when I was starting to think about machine learning and learning it is, what's the difference between doing machine learning and writing a custom code, right? Because normally we can, let's think of a scenario where say we are using machine learning to predict flight delays, right? Basically, you can dive into JetNet, put in some logic, and say if X becomes this variable and if Y becomes true, maybe this flight would be delayed and things like that. But the problem is, using this approach, your program is static and it does not learn, right? The goal with machine learning is to have the, make the computer learn from data and make it continuously learn in such a way that if the trend of the data is changing, you won't need to rewrite the program again. Maybe you would need to retrain your model to make your model learn and make your model adapt. So in terms of automation, this solution is, it will be much more efficient and more easier to use and to maintain in the future. If you look at this example on the slide, is within the classic approach, we have data and program you feed into the computer to get outputs, but with machine learning, as I've been telling you, you just give it the data and what the output was, it will go ahead and apply the logic, which can change and give us a more better output. And what is Azure Machine Learning and how does it fit in this workspace is Azure Machine Learning already provides you with several built-in algorithms that have already been tested and used internally at Microsoft using several products such as Xbox and Bing. And what you need to do is you can bring in your own data sets, train your model, train it using these available algorithms, and it also gives you the facility to deploy it as web services to allow you to consume these services from different devices. So in terms of deployment, it's much, much faster, and even in terms of implementation, it's kind of easier since most of the algorithms are available. But on top of that, Azure Machine Learning also allows you to bring in your custom codes. Like someone was saying in this meeting earlier, if you're working with R or Python, you can bring in your existing scripts and machine learning tools. You can upload it in Azure Machine Learning and use these scripts inside Azure Machine Learning. You can also use your existing scripts, put it in the tool and benefit from the deployment facilities. As you will be on Azure, you will have all the facilities to scale, to have all the benefits of Microsoft Azure will be available to you. Next is in terms of the workflow. How does it work? What is the flow to build an Azure ML solution? What you need to do first is you can bring in your data, you can do some pre-processing, data preparation, maybe exclude some columns, derive some columns, things like that. And then as with any other solutions, you can split it into the test data set and the train data set. You split it. Once you split it, you can now train the model. You train the model. As you can see here, you can add the built-in algorithms or you can add any other custom R script or other custom Python script that you have. Build it here, let it train the model. And then you can have a score component which will match the results of the trained model to the data that was split earlier, to the test data set, and you can see and evaluate the result directly. And the benefit here is that it is mostly in a very friendly user interface, a drag and drop experiment. So if you're putting in, let's say, algorithm X and you find that the result is not that great, you can just delete it and add other algorithms straight away. The objective is that you can train the model, put in your own algorithms, tweak the flow, do changes, add components as you want, and just run it and visualize the results until you come to the point where you say, okay, now I'm happy with the results. I will now go ahead and deploy that. It's okay. Do you have any questions?
Not for now.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah.
So in terms of algorithms, in general, we have like supervised and unsupervised learning. Supervised learning is where you already knew the outcome and all the attributes that derive this outcome, and you train your model accordingly based on past data. For example, for the flight prediction example, you can have a model having all the flight attributes, destination, date, time, passengers, meteor, and then you have that delayed, not delayed, something like that. And that would be an example of a supervised, and you can have an unsupervised where you don't have any specific output, and the algorithm will go through the data and try to identify any hidden patterns. That's, for example, clustering, where you're trying to identify like customer buying habits, or just like when you go on Amazon, it just suggests you any other kind of products that you may like. That's an example of unsupervised learning. And in Azure ML, in Azure Machine Learning, you have the following algorithms already available that you can consume. You have algorithms for doing regression, where you can do things like estimate product demands, predict sales figures, or anomaly detection, where you can detect fraud. You also have algorithms for clustering, where you can predict customer taste, determine market price. All these algorithms are already built in the Microsoft Azure ML. You also have classification, where two-factor classification and also classification between semi-multi-class classifications, both are available. And it depends on what you need to achieve. If you want to achieve questions that are like two answers, yes or no, true or false, then you can use the two class classifications. Or if you have more complex questions like what is the mood of this tweet, then you can use multi-class classifications. And just in case that you want to have more information in terms of the algorithms available and to decide which algorithms you should use, if you are new to the platform, you can go to this link that I have here, and you will find a cheat sheet. Let me just open it. Yes. So you will have this cheat sheet of all the algorithms available, and you can just follow it if you want to discover structure. You have three or more categories, then maybe it will be multi-class classifications. If you have two categories, then two-class classification, and you find all the algorithms available, and they have a brief description of them. So that's a very nice cheat sheet that I think you can find it useful when you need to decide which algorithms to use. Yep. Okay, now enough of the slides. Let's dive in a demo and look a bit about Azure Machine Learning in practice. So first of all, if you already have an Azure account, which I think most of you already have one here, to create your machine learning environment, you just go in the portal, you scroll down, machine learning, and you can just click on new and we create, you fill in space name, location, and just very easy to get started and create your environment. And this will create something like this here. I open it and I get to see some standard features like most of other Azure components, like the dashboard, configuration, the web services I'm exposing, all this. I think internet is just a bit slow, hold on. Yes. And what's important here is this small icon down where I can open up the Azure Machine Learning Studio. And that's the place where I will be spending most of my time and working. But in case you don't have a Microsoft Azure account, but you still want to play with it, you can go to this link up here, studio.azureml.net, where you can sign up for free. You will get a free account. You don't need an Azure subscription. You don't need any credit card. You can just get started. There are two free packages available. You can choose based on your need and get started to play with this tool. Yes. Yes. So the major components of the Azure Machine Learning Studio is you have projects, which is just a group of items. I can group my experiments, my web services, my datasets into one project, which will help me to better classify and identify my items later. And then you have your experiments. That's where you will spend most of your time to design, to add, to train models, to bring it your data, and to bring your algorithms and so on. You will spend most of the time in this experiment. Web services, once you have completed your experiment, you can expose it as a web service to consume it from applications. So it will be under web service here. Then you have this thing called Jupyter Notebooks, in case you are working in where it allows you to create and share Python codes and visualizations. That will be for the Jupyter Notebook. I don't know what happened here. Give me a few seconds. I think it's my internet connectivity.
Yeah, Shravin, we can hear you fine and we can see the screen just fine. At least that's not an issue.
Yep, but my workspace is taking some time to load. Just give me a few seconds. Yes, I'm really sorry for that. And then you have your data sets, and you can see the data that you have uploaded to the experiment. And you have train models. Once you are, these are the models that you have been experimenting with, and you have completed the design, and you have saved it as a train models, which you are then later exposed as a web service. So that was like the major features out here. But what will be most interested is the experiment. Let's go ahead and just create one experiment. Once you're in the portal here to create an experiment, just click on experiment and click on new. For this demo, let's start with a blank one. So you click with blank experiment, you have your canvas, and this is where you will use like the drag and drop interface to put your components in here. Let's name it and let's call it like doing experiment. Yep. And on your left hand side here, you will see all of the major components available for the Azure Machine Learning Studio. You will see your data sets. You can see the data sets that I have uploaded. And you will also see sample data sets. You will see the models that I have already trained earlier. You can see data conversions, data conversion tools, data input and output if you want to, let's say, bring data from Azure Blob Storage, from Hive Query, from Azure Table. All this is available here. You also have data transformation. You have the machine learning one here, which is very interesting, where you have all the algorithms that we were talking earlier in terms of anomaly detection, classification, clustering, regression, all these are available here. There are lots of tools available in here, so if you want to have more details or you're a bit lost about it, the best place to get all the data is here in the machine learning module descriptions, which is on this link. I will send you this link, which will also be in my presentation. So as you will see on the left here, you have all these tools out here, is exactly all the tools that are available here. So you will definitely find all the descriptions if you have any, you need more details of a specific feature. All of this, you will find it in this link. Very important link here. Yes. So that was a brief introduction of the Machine Learning Studio. Now, as we were talking earlier, the pattern to design an experiment is to bring in your data, pre-process it, split it, bring it to the algorithms, train and score. So this PDF here kind of summarizes the whole process and also shows you a summary of all the algorithms and all of the tools that we have in terms of data preparation, visualization and training. I will also include this link in my slide. It's very nice to have. It gives you an overview of the flow at once. So for this demo, what we shall use is we shall use the German credit scoring dataset, which is available on the Azure Machine Learning Gallery, which I will show you a bit later. So that's it. Data set of credit scoring, which has several attributes. And finally, it shows you the status, whether this person having these specific records, these features, whether they have been able to pay their loans in time or not. And this is denoted by the column status. And I also have a description of this data set. So what the person did is to categorize and summarize all the information. For example, for attribute 1, A12 is like between 0 to 200 dm. E13 is like greater than 200 dm. By the way, dm is Deutschmark. It's just from the sample data set that I've been using. And all the data is summarized in this way, like purpose. The purpose of the loan, like A40 is a new car, A41 is a used car, A46 education, things like that. And it goes on and it includes like employment, the number of years the person have been employed, the marital status and sex, the property, the age, for disinformation, which is used, and finally, what will need to predict and forecast is whether this loan will turn good or turn bad. I apologize, I think earlier I said two good, actually no, one is good and two is a bad loan. So that's what we shall do, we shall be doing. First thing is we need to get the data. I have already uploaded it. In case you need to upload a dataset from a CSV or a file, just click on New Dataset from File and you browse it, you upload it. Here I already have my dataset right here. So it's just drag and drop. I can delete, drag and drop experience, very friendly to use. And in case you need to visualize this data, you can just click in here and you click on visualize. And it will show you some properties and data of this, what's inside this data set. So here, like, we can see the properties of each line. And in case you want to see more statistics on this dataset, there are some tools that can be used. It's in the statistical functions here. If you want to have summarized data and see what this data is about, you can just summarize this data. Drag it and you drag this line and you put it here just to connect and build a flow and you can run it. And once each component runs, you have this green tick here which indicates that it has been processed. So you can just click in here and visualize again. So this gives you some insight about each of the features available. For example, if you see duration, if you will see there are 33 unique values with a minimum value of 4, maximum value of 72. This kind of gives you some insight on your data set. It's really handy to understand your data, to know what's really in this data set. Okay, once you have seen a bit what's in the data set, maybe next step you will need to split it. So you can either go in here and search for, look for the component, or you can just search. Need to split it. So in case if you, there are also tools available to do pre-processing in case you wanted to like remove some columns or derive some columns, edit, change the data from like string to integer. There are some tools available to such as the data transformation and manipulation tools to edit the data and do some pre-processing. But in this example, let's just say, okay, we want to split it into the test and the train dataset. And you just specify the function, the fraction of rows here. Let's say we want to put it 0.80% for the training and 20% to test the data later. Once I split it here, once I click on each component on the right hand side, I will see some properties here, which give me of this component. Next thing is I would like to train my model. So I can directly search for a train model here. And this train model, which will take the data from this data set, that was the train data set, and connect it here, and I will need an algorithm on this connector here. So what am I trying to achieve? if I look at the data set, I'm trying to get a forecasting for the field status based on this data. And the status only has like two stages, which is either one or two. So if I look at the algorithms available in here, you will see that this is most probably a two-class classification. And here I can see all the two-class classification algorithms that I already have. Let's say for this experiment, I want a two-class decision jungle. I jump in here, I can search two-class. So here are all the classification algorithms, and I can just use a two-class decision jungle here. I connect it. And then in this train model, you need to select which column do you want to predict. To select this column, you can click on the column selectors here to the right. And I want to predict the column status. Yes. Right. Okay. So now that I have trained my model, I want to test it to compare the data from the trained model against the data of the test data set. So I need a score model. A score model, yes. Score model. So I connect this output here and this one here. So you will notice that as, let me delete this, as how will I know where exactly to connect them? As I'm trying to drag this line here, you will see that one of the dots is green and the other one is red, which means that this will give me an error. So this one connect it here and the test data set I connect it here. So what's happening at the split is that it's dividing the data into two parts, because it would make sense if I used the same data to train the model and the same data to evaluate the model. So this data will be split here into 80-20, and here I'll use the 20% that did not come in the train model. I use this one to compare the results of the train model. And this is how the algorithms will do that, and we can do that whether it's predicting correctly or wrongly. And at this point in time, I can start to run my experiment. That was fast. And again, I can visualize the data. And again, there are tons of algorithms available in here. If you need any more details about what are these algorithms doing, the place to go is here. And you search for this specific algorithm, and it will give you all the details about each of the algorithms that you need. So let's see how it behaves. So for this line here, you can see that it will return me the scored labels and the scored probabilities. So that will be the forecasted outcome. And now if I want to summarize this data and see it more graphically, I can use the evaluate model. And I run it again. So as I run it again, you will see that this bot will already become green because that did not change and the results have already been cached. Only the evaluate model will run. So here I can again do visualize. It will show me like a graph and see how did this algorithm perform. Yes, so here you will see that this line here is like 50% grid matching. And if my algorithm was going a bit downwards here, which means that the results are more negative than positive. And as the curve comes more towards one here, it means that the probabilities of all the results are getting better. So let's say now that I'm not happy with this model and I want to test another algorithm right now. That's like the main purpose of the studio here is I can just delete this algorithm, plug in other algorithms, run it and test it, run it, test it until I get a model which I'm happy with. Let's say now I want to add another train model. And same thing, I give it the train data set. I add another algorithm to class decision forest. I add another algorithm here, connect it to the train model. Again, I need to specify which column I'm predicting. And I can add another score model. And I can connect this to the evaluate model. And I can run it again. So yes, it's again the same thing. I have another school media which I can get it up. So it is the same thing in here. I can see the school label and the probability that this label will get the outcome. And again, I can now, since I have two score models in this evaluate, in the connecting to the evaluate model here, if I visualize it, I will be able to compare the performance of these two algorithms. Okay. And then this will help you to decide like which algorithm you think has performed better. And now let's say we are happy with this model and all good, we have trained the model and we want to deploy the model. What we used to do previously, we used to select the model, click on here and save it as a train model just to tell machine learning that this is the model that we have trained, we need to save it. We used to create another experiment, add the train model, add a web service and connect it to the select the input and output port. It was a bit tedious, but recently there have been a new enhancement to Azure ML Studio, where you can just click on Setup Web Service here, and you click on Predictive Web Service. Once you click here, you will see that it should normally convert the port that you have selected into a train model. As you can see, that's what it's doing right now. It automatically merged this one, merged all these components into one train model, and automatically add the web service input and the web service output. Just give it a few seconds, yes. So here it is. And at this point in time, you can just run it to see like if everything is working correctly. Yep, and then you deploy web service. Just click on this icon here and you click on deploy web service. Yep, so now our experiment has been deployed as a web service. I can click on testing here, feed in some values, and it will show me what is the outcome, but I'm sure that you don't want to watch me key in all this. And you also have the ability to download an Excel sheet where it will already connect to the web service, already show you some sample data, where you can key in some values to see the outcome directly. That's a really handy feature for people who like to work from Excel. We'll have a look at this later. And to consume it from an application or a C-sharp or a web application, you can click on the API help page here. This will bring up the API documentation. What's important to note here, you will get the web service URI. It will give you some documentation in terms of the header content, the request body, the response, a sample response to work with. Everything here is in JSON. And what's really nice also is that if you scroll down here, it also gives you a sample code. Right now we have C#, Python, and R. And actually you can just copy this straight away and put it in Visual Studio and run it. So what you need to change inside here is the API key. Where do you get this key is in the web services tab here. You will have this key. You can just copy it and replace it. And down here, you just replace the values with the one that you want to predict. This is just a simple console application, but it can eventually be a very good and nice web interface where you are calling these steps asynchronously, which gives a better user experience. But since you don't want to see me type in the values, I just have a sample value here. Column names. Okay. And I can just run the project and it should call this API and post in the values that we specified here. Yes, so it's already run and we can look at the result. The API returns us all the values and it also returns like the school probability. That was a quick example of how easily you can deploy your models and your experiment into a web service and how easily you can consume it. And coming back to our Excel sheet, I just downloaded it here. So you just need to enable editing and enable the components. And you can start playing with it straight away. Let's say we want to copy this line. Paste it here. So it's just all the attributes that we were passing to our data set. In part of the data set that we need to pass to the web service, here it's in Excel, and you can just input all the values you want here, and it will return us the score labels and the score probability. Now, imagine a scenario where, I don't know, a credit analyst is trying to work and he wants to figure out, okay, what can this person do to be able to repay his loan in time? Maybe the person can change the duration, can say, okay, maybe this person will need to contribute, like, instead of 1,433, maybe if we need to contribute like 2,000 per month and change this criteria until you get a positive result. So it's really easy to use, and it will, as you change it, it will keep on calling the web service and giving you updated data. That covers the part on the machine learning studio. Do you have any questions?
Not at this time. I think everyone is looking attentively. This is very, very good.
Mm-hmm. How do you find the experience of Azure ML?
I think it looks really easy to use. I've played with it once or twice before, but seeing you use the environment kind of explains a few mm-hmm. things I was doing wrong for sure. I think it's really a really good presentation. Yeah. Has anyone?
And now, if you. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask if anyone has any questions in the attendees. Please don't forget to raise your hand or use the questions panel. All right. Thank you, Shravan. You can continue.
Okay. Next thing we can look is the Cortana Intelligence Gallery. This is where you will have all the sample experiments and tutorials for Azure ML, which gives you much, much more end-to-end scenarios, which will give you the ability to understand the algorithms and deploy experiments much, much faster. Let's have a look at the Cortana Intelligence Gallery. Now I can't find it. I have included all the links in the presentation, so you can just play with it later. Just give me a few seconds. Your internet is a bit slow, I think, because I'm presenting and it's a bit slow. So once you go on the Cortana Intelligence Gallery, you will find experiments, solutions, templates, machine learning APIs, tons of cool steps that you can, that you will definitely use to play with. Let's say you want to build a... Yes?
Yeah, there is a question for you.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Sharvin, there is a question from Sergey. He's asking if it's possible to export the trained models and run them locally.
It's not something that I have tried. I don't think you have the ability right now. It's not something that I have tried. But I knew that what I have tested is it works the other way around. It's like if you already have your Python scripts or scripts and other these steps, you can bring it back into Azure. But to export the train model, I'm not sure right now. I don't think so.
All right, thank you.
So coming back to Cortana Intelligence Gallery, let's say you want, you are looking for a solution, let's say a recommender engine. I knew there is a movie recommender somewhere. I can just come in and search. And this will give me a list of tutorials, experiments available, studio recommendation, movie recommendations, things like that. And the cool thing is I can directly here select an experiment and directly open it from here into my studio, to my Azure ML studio. And let's just test it, open in studio. What should happen now is it should copy this experiment into my studio, open it, and I should be able to see the sample data, the algorithms that have been used, all the components. That's a really neat feature to easily get started and to easily start running the experiment, adding more components to it, viewing what has other people done, and tweak it and adapt it to my scenario, to what I need to do. That's something really handy. It helps everybody to get things done very fast. So it will ask me from which region I want to copy the experiment and on which workspace. I have a new one for now. So I just click on this small tick here. Yep, and it will open the experiment. Yep, here it is. Here I can see a sample experiment for a recommendation. That's the thing, like you provide a data set of all your products and it will try to find like which product a customer will most likely buy. It's like the thing that you see on Amazon and eBay. So what's in this experiment here? You can see it. You can look at a sample data set. you can visualize the data just like we saw before. So you will see it has user ID, movie ID, rating, and a timestamp. And now we can look at some more features that we did not explore earlier, such as the edit metadata. This tool here allows you to select whether you want to exclude a specific column or you want to convert data from a column to integer or to virtual, things like that. And in this experiment, it's what's nice to see is we have two data sets. Here we have the movie ratings, here we have the movie titles. We can also see that the author did a join. It has a, it is another component of Azure ML that can join these two data sets. You can use the column selector here to specify which two columns you need to join. And here is other processing tools that select specific columns of a data set, remove duplicates. And again, we have split data set that we have seen before. And in this experiment, the author is using a Matchbox recommender. Matchbox is like a very standard and tested algorithm which is used in product recommendations. And what's happening here is the author did several predictions in terms with the Matchbox. He used the school recommender to predict the rating, like what will happen if I watch this movie, what rating am I most likely to give to this movie? And secondly, he's trying to predict the movie if someone is most likely to watch next based on my likes. For example, if I'm going to this website, I'm looking at a movie, it can tell me, based on your likes, maybe you would like to watch XXX and X movie. So that's how, that's just a sample experiment available on the Azure ML, and you can run it, tweak it, delete steps, add algorithms, add your own data, test it, and then obviously you can deploy it just as we saw earlier. And just like that, there are tons and tons and tons of other experiments available in terms of credit risk, predicting customer churn. What is this thing called? In terms of automation, in terms of product recommendation, there are lots of experience available that you can use easily. Just import it, bring it to your data, play with it, and you're ready to go. That was for the Cortana Intelligence Gallery.
Shervin, we have a couple of
next thing is what?
We have a couple of questions.
Yep.
From
right.
Okay, so the first one is related to the web services for the input for the web services. He would like to know if it's possible to exclude label and probabilities on the input. And then the follow-up question is similar for the output, to only show label and probabilities, not everything else.
Yep, exactly. You can use the metadata feature that we just saw in the previous experiment, in this experiment like here, where you can, let me show you, where you can include or exclude columns, both on the input and on the output. So you can include or exclude columns. You can use it up here and maybe just after the score recommender if you want to filter only the columns that you want to display. Yep. But for the input, most probably you would need to, I don't think you would add only the label for the input. Most probably you would have a set of inputs, but all this is customizable. You can select the features that you want based on your data set.
All right, thank you.
Do you have any more questions?
Not for now.
And the last thing that I wanted to show you. The last thing that I wanted to show you is Microsoft Cognitive Services, which is a new, cool, and much more easy to use stuff to make your apps intelligent. And so we have started seeing like Azure ML, how can we build our models from ground up? We have seen which templates can you use to build Azure ML models, and now we look at what are the services already available that we can just go ahead and consume. If you go into Cognitive Services, you will see that Microsoft has already built a couple of, let's say, most used features, such as face emotions API, text analytics APIs. All these are really easy to use. Let's see, for example, in the Cognitive Services, what's really cool is like face detection. In this API will just take a photo and it will give you some data and some metadata out of this photo. For example, if you see this picture, you can see that, okay, this, what's the width, what's is the gender of this person, is it, what is he or she doing, and what is he or she wearing, kind of really cool, cool steps that you can easily use to implement and to make your app easier. And I think that if we have such tool already available, you won't need to go ahead and build these experiments from ground up in Azure ML. And just similarly, you have Emotion API, which recognizes emotions in the people's face and can see that which person is angry, this person happy, stressed, sad, or surprised. And another one which I find really kind of interesting is the text analytics, whereby you can post the API some text and it can give you some indication of whether this text is positive or negative, in which language this text has been written, and find some key phrases in each text. And I can show you a cool example that I did this year for a demo on a conference where I showed how we can use this API. And this is a simple chat example. If you are seeing this, maybe you can connect to this website just like me and try to test it. Here I can just enter my name and hello, Azure is nice. I send it. And it's using Cognitive Services at the back, and it's asynchronously giving an emoticon back here saying that, okay, that's a positive chat, and it's adding a small smiley. But if I were saying something negative, I would know, and this should be like more a negative sentiment, and it should see, and it puts like a negative emoticon here. Yes. And I think I should be able to show you the code. Projects. Yeah, and even in terms of coding, you just need to pass the API key and the account keys, and it's actually very easy. You just as you connect to any web service, you just pass your text, and you get a centimeter score back. And what I'm doing is I'm using Signal R. Once I'm getting the centimeter score, I'm just putting a small piece of code that tells me, okay, if it's greater than 0.6, it's a positive, else add a side smiley, and this just send it to the front end, and it updates the chat just to show a bit this effect. Yeah, that's most for me, all from me. And yes, I think I'm overlapped by 6 minutes, sorry for that. Yes, so to sum up, if you're a badass, you want to bring your code, you want to add in your custom R scripts, custom Python scripts, and use modules from ground up, so Azure ML is for you. If you don't want to get directly into the battlefield, you want to fight a bit far away, but still get to play with the tools, maybe you can use Cortana Intelligence Gallery, get started with the tutorials and samples, and you can easily bring in your data, deploy, and get going. But for the smart ones, we don't want to go in the battlefield at all, but just want to use the cool new toys out there, you can use cognitive services that can help you build intelligent apps. And I also have some resources that you can use. I will send you the slides later. And there is a free ebook on Azure Machine Learning, which is from Microsoft, and really is the contents are really easy and straightforward to understand. Very good ebook. And I recommend these two MBAs. This one is more data science related. The first one is more towards using the Azure ML Studio. And the other two links are from me. I write on TechNet Wiki, and these are wikis that I wrote about predictive analytics, machine learning, and building your recommended solutions. Well, that's all from me. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't think there are any more questions at this point. Thank you very much, Sherbin. This was very interesting. And I will post the recording of this session on the Azure Float Association LinkedIn group. So if there are other folks that couldn't attend today, then they'll have an opportunity to take a look at your presentation.
Okay. I will send you the presentation a bit later today. And if you guys have any other questions, feel free. You can send me a tweet or send me an email, or you can check my blog. Feel free to contact me, send me if you have comments on this session too, what you did not like, what I can improve, feel free to just send me an email, send me a tweet. And that's all from me. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Sherbin, and thank you everyone for attending today's presentation. Great. Have a great week.
Great. Thanks. Bye.